I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Talk just a little bit about the economy. We're going to deal with some emails. We're going to talk about the system of lies, what's going on at the military academy, and why we're all eating kind of the same food. All that and more is coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin, obviously, with Jen Psaki being a little too forward.
They also assume or have this thought in their mind that maybe Donald Trump will go away. Maybe he'll go to jail. Maybe he will die. Not to be too morbid, but maybe, I mean, he's not a young man.
Golly. Now, I can understand why they might want that, because Joe Biden's out there campaigning and it doesn't sound very good.
In March in Nevada, I invited the most ambitious housing plan for decades to come into being. For example, to crack down on discrimination by home appraisers so Latino homes are finally valued as fairly as they were when built by wealthy families. Folks, look, we're in a situation where the lower cost across the board, we finally beat Big Pharma. Big pharma.
Hey, Chris, I knew the pharma industry was expanding. Why didn't you tell me they were getting involved in the home mortgages? I had no idea. It's so funny how Biden's been at this for so long, and he's so riddled, he's so addled with dementia that now he's just an endless Democrat campaign talking point, only he doesn't know when to throw them in. So now he throws it, I have to help. We attacked the big business and Latinos. I love Latinos. Buenos Tardes, and we attack Big Pharma. Woo! Anyway, let's move on and talk about the system of lies. Obviously, you know that your liberal Aunt Peggy wants to live in that system. We've had this conversation many times before. We on the right have lied to ourselves for years. For most of my life, we've bought this nursery rhyme conservatism idea that everyone wants to be free. People want to be free. Everyone wants to be free. Don't you want to be free? I want to be free. Everyone wants to be free. That's a ridiculous notion. Yes, many people do want to be free. Many people have no desire for freedom at all. History does not support that mankind loves freedom. Oh, mankind will crave freedom and cry out for freedom once he experiences subjugation. But then the second you give him freedom, many men will want to go right back to subjugation. Shoot, Chris brought it up last week. It's Old Testament, Chris. So you believe in that too. What, Chris? I was just saying, we're together on this. The Israelites, great example. Slaves for, what was it, 400 years? Don't strike me down, Lord, if I got that number wrong. I'm sure I did. But we're talking generation after generation, horrific slavery, whips and chains and the worst. And they're screaming, we want to be free. We want to be free. Set us free. And they were free for about 5 minutes. And they looked to Moses and said, hey, can we go back? We were eating pretty good there. I'd like to go back. That's not a story about those stupid Israelites. That's a story about human nature. Human nature. Mankind doesn't want to be free. And so when the system builds lies all around liberal Aunt Peggy, yes, they're building those lies so they can lie to Norm and stuff like that. But they're telling those lies because they understand liberal Aunt Peggy, she needs those lies. She needs to hear them. She needs to be told something she can regurgitate to other people. She needs them. It's so ingrained in her personality, she has to have them. So when you're with liberal Aunt Peggy this weekend, after church, she's going to come on over after she feeds her cats. and she's going to ruin yet another family afternoon. And you'll start talking about things like crime. Every human being listening to the sound of my voice understands that crime is so bad out there right now. The violent crime, the robbery, the gang problem, the drug problem, it's insane. It's so bad that major cities are now not reporting their crime data to the FBI. And then the FBI is saying crime's at an all-time low because the cities that have absolutely gone and fallen into the center of the earth, they're just not even reporting it anymore. Everyone knows it's bad. Every single person. Yet liberal Aunt Peggy will show up this weekend at your after church party and destroy everything. And she will say things like, she won't say, well, it's not that bad. She won't say that. She will say it's at an all-time low. She will say, well, this.
Under the president's, this president's leadership, President Biden, violent crime is at a nearly 50-year low. Thanks to the extraordinary efforts of law enforcement and community leaders, Americans are safe. Americans are safer from violent crime today than they were a year ago.
Don't yell at Corinne Diversity Hire for saying that outright lie. Understand what she's doing. She's giving liberal Aunt Peggy armor. She's giving her weapons. She's equipping her for battle with you. That's what she's doing. Corinne Diversity Hire knows. Everyone who's in politics understands that politics, politicians, they keep their power, get more power with the conversations people have with each other. They know that. These are powerful conversations. When you go home at night, are you talking about how great the economy is, how bad the economy is? Are you talking about this? Are you talking about that? They understand that they have to arm their communist robots to go out there and campaign for them in that family home. That is part of what these Democrat politicians do. They're arming liberal Aunt Peggy. And they know that liberal Aunt Peggy is going to walk into your after church party, and they know she's going to get bludgeoned with facts and life experiences of the people there. Oh, did you see Susie got robbed? My car got broken into. There was a stabbing at the park that night. Corinne Diversity Hire and the elite communist scum, they know that conversation will come. And they can't refute it, right? They can't say that nobody got stabbed. But what they can do, they can arm liberal Aunt Peggy with an outrageous lie, giving her the ability in that moment to fight back and try to pour cold water all over the people who are dumping on Joe Biden. So when liberal Aunt Peggy strolls into your party this weekend and you're talking about the stabbing at the local public park and she tells you crime is at a 50-year low, understand that she showed up and she got armed for that conversation.
Under the president's, this president's leadership, President Biden, violent crime is at a nearly 50-year low, thanks to the extraordinary efforts of...
But it's so much more. It's about everything. Remember, Democrats lie, communists lie about everything at all times. No matter what they're saying, they're lying. The language they choose is intended to deceive. They are lying at all times. When you show up this weekend, and at that same after church party, you're complaining about something that's maybe obvious to everyone. Hey, Joe Biden, he's too old to do the job, man. He can't do the job. He can't even talk anymore. Did you see? He won't even sit down for these long interviews. Why won't he do that? When liberal Aunt Peggy says this, she's saying it because they knew that was going to come up. And they're arming
her. Personally think it would help dispel some of the concerns about his age if he did more. What would your advice be to the White House in terms of his accessibility to press?
Well, I think the benefit of the media environment right now is that there are so many choices. Mm-hmm. And when you're communicating from the White House, I mean, respect for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is important. Mm-hmm. But you're also really just trying to communicate with the American people.
Right.
So my view is he should come on The View before he does a press
conference. Thank you.
He should, because... people want to have real conversations about issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think press conferences are important, but I also think him doing Howard Stern, that's an interview that reached a broader audience mm-hmm. of people. Him talking to the guys from Smartless, which is a great podcast.
Yeah, you get it. Joe Biden's been ducking any serious sit-down interview that would dig into anything substantive policy-wise, because Joe Biden is not a functional adult and everything he touches dies and everything's terrible. So now he sends Jen Psaki over to The View to give an interview on his behalf. He sits down with that complete loser now, Howard Stern, who's just turned it. I mean, he was always kind of gross. Now he's gross and really embarrassing in his old age. And he sat down and he fluffed Joe Biden for 3 hours or however long that show is. And it was really embarrassing for everyone involved. I don't know who it was worse for, Howard Stern or Joe Biden. Why did these things take place? Well, liberal Aunt Peggy will tell you. It's not that he's too old. It's not that he can't defend anything at all. It's not that he's, it's none of those things. He just wanted to reach a broader coalition of people. An outright outrageous lie. But liberal Aunt Peggy needs those lies. She needs them. They're the only thing holding up her entire worldview. If you take those lies away, her entire worldview, her entire life disintegrates. That's a fact. All right. You know what else is a fact? Things hurt when you get older. That's a fact. You know that, right? They do. Aches and pains. Do you have them? Muscles, maybe? Joints? Is it your neck? Your feet? Your hands? Hey, your hands hurt. Your back? You need to fight that. You need to fight that pain, and you need to fight it in a way that is not harmful to your body. The problem is the ways we deal with pain are all harmful to us. Go try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. That's all they're going to sell you is a 3-week quick start kit. You take it every day. It's all natural. It's drug free. It helps support your body's natural response to that inflammation. It's inflammation. That's the reason your back hurts, your neck hurts, your foot hurts. Fight back against it in ways that are not bad for you. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's do some emails before we get into the military academies. Now, one more thing on this world of lies. Liberal Aunt Peggy needs them. Did you hear Maxine Waters, better known as the California Raisin? You see her on TV?
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
You can make fun of that brain-dead leech all you want, and that's fun. I mean, I'm happy to participate in that with you. But they know these are lies. They also know that liberal Aunt Peggy needs to hear and believe those lies. She needs to be armed with those lies. That's why they do what they do. All right, let's do some more. Dear Metaphorical Oracle, I went to vote early in the Indiana primary yesterday. When I walked in, the little old lady looked at me and said, five more, meaning five more to get to 100 people. She said they got 100 yesterday and was close today. She said that's the most since early voting began 3 weeks ago. I live in a city of 187,000 people. That's Republicans and Democrats that have come. You say this, but it needs to be restated. We the people are the problem. His name is Ryan. Look, today's primary day. Primary day in places like Indiana. We yell and scream about the GOP. I hear it all the time. I do it all the time. The GOP this and GOP that, and they suck, and the spending, I'm so mad. And they tried to pass amnesty, and then primary day comes, and that congressman you're so angry at can actually be replaced by a decent GOPer, and everyone's too busy. Ah, sorry, I can't. Ah, I had a thing. Ah, it was a long day at work. Ah, I had to catch the game. Got early voting, lots of places you got mail-in voting, sadly, same-day voting. And the truth is people like to complain, but they don't like to actually do something about it. They don't want to do the hard things. And I understand. It's not as if I haven't failed a million ways at that. I'm getting better and better and better about local activism. In fact, I have a bunch of people from the Republican Party here in Texas reached out to me. There's some local candidate forum. It's taking place, what is it, next week, I think it is? Yeah, next week. And they reached out and asked if I would moderate it. So after I get off the show that night, I got to go put on a suit and go out and moderate this candidate, you know, forum candidate debate. And they, hey, I'm going to shoot you straight. It's just you and me talking. That's the last thing in the world I want to do. Does that sound like fun to you? It doesn't sound like fun to me. That sounds friggin' awful. And I love politics. But when I'm done for the day, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to relax. I talked to my wife about it, and I feel obligated to do it. I feel obligated to do it. We have to get off our butts and do it. There's no other way. We talk about how upset we are. Stop telling me. Show me. Speaking of show me, you know how we were making fun of Kristi Noem yesterday? How is she still on a media tour?
I still think that you are in line to be Trump's vice president.
No, it's up to Donald Trump. He's the only person who will decide this.
Yeah,
he's the only person who will decide. And I spoke. Yes, I do speak to him.
May I ask what he said to you about being vice president?
No, I never tell anybody my personal conversations
with
President Trump.
Did the dog story come up in a conversation with
Trump? I talk to President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot of things. And right now, I tell you what, he is being persecuted in a political hunt. Witch hunt in this court case. So I'm proud of him about how tough he is and how well he is doing.
Did you bring up
yes,
the dog?
Yes, enough,
with Trump,
Stuart.
With Trump. Did you
this
bring
interview
up the dog
is
with
ridiculous,
Trump?
What you were doing right now.
I don't
so you
so.
Need to stop. It is.
Okay.
It is.
We'll
Let's
stop.
Talk about some real topics that Americans care about.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, well, of course we are.
We do thank you for being with us.
Right.
I know I pressed hard, but that's what people are talking about to this day.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care about the dog story, as I said, but she's a governor. You want to know why she's so bad at this? You want to know why she's bad? Because as a politician, I've seen her do this for years. She's used the I'm a woman thing. I'm a woman. I can't believe he's so misogynistic. As a woman, I'm used to that. As a woman, the problem, and you've run into this with people in your life. I know you have. Maybe you've done this your whole life. When you start using an excuse in your life, it becomes a binky. It becomes your little childhood blankie. And it's all you're capable of. And this is why I rant about people being offended and why I don't care if you're offended and why it's your problem if you're offended. If I ever get offended, you could never offend me. But if you tried and I got offended, it would be my fault. No more excuses. No more weakness. No more that. Learn how to think through things. Ignore things. Push through things. Chris said it's because she's hot. Well, I will say, I had a conversation with a friend yesterday by text message, and his theory, I can't name him, but I want to give him credit for it. It wasn't my thought. His theory was she's so bad at this in large part because she's hot, because she's gotten away with so much throughout her life. Look, it's the bottom line that hot privilege is a real thing. It is. People who are better looking get away with more stuff. Kristi Noem is an attractive woman. She has gotten away with a lot with that for most of her life. Now she finds herself in controversy at 60 or however old she is, and now she can't talk. All she could do is, I'm not talking about that. I'm disappointed in you. It's freaking awful. You know what else is awful? Losing all your money in the stock market. That would suck. It would suck. And how do you retire then? Where do you put your money? You can't bury it in the backyard in a mayonnaise jar. What do you do? What's actually safe? If you can't trust that, what's safe? Well, look, I don't tell people what to do, but I tell people what I do. You've heard of done-for-you real estate? Real estate is tangible because a home, no matter what happens, house prices go up and down and all these things. I know that, but a home itself has value that the government can't destroy unless they bring in something to knock it down. This is at a time when renting is blowing up in this country. Everyone's renting. Do you think it would be a good time for you to acquire some real estate and rent it out? You don't have to find it. You don't have to handle the rental process. You don't have to do anything but get a hold of Done For You Real Estate and let them do it for you. Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Find out about what they do. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You want to hear the latest at these crazy universities? Listen to the classes that are going on at these universities in this country. It's wild. Listen to this one. Deconstructing patriotism. Exploring postmodernism. Stuff like that. Wild, right? Let me see. Where is this class? Then let me see. Oh, that's it. That's at West Point. That's at West Point. The depth of the rod in the military academies is bad. And I take that to heart. Not that I was ever going to get into any one of the military academies. I certainly wasn't smart enough to do that. But these are treasured American institutions that have produced some of our finest men and women for a very, very, very long time. Not that they've ever been without problem. They've always had problems. But now that they've been captured, man, when you follow that downstream, what does that mean when the leaders of our military, they're getting filtered through a university that hates the country? How does that work? How does that look in the end? Probably not good. Probably looks better than Chili's new burger. There's a headline here. Chili's takes aim at McDonald's with a new burger to rival the Big Mac. It's called the Big Smasher. All right. Look, it's time we had a talk. I have traveled a little bit. I'm certainly not some world traveler. Most of the places I've gone sucked. But I bounced around. Canada, Mexico, Thailand, Japan, Iraq, places like a couple places in Europe. Here's the truth. All of mankind, no matter where you are, we all kind of just eat the same stuff. Everyone likes to imagine that their thing is different. It's significantly different. It's really not, though. Mexican food versus barbecue. Okay. Is there breading involved? Well, no, not us. We have a tortilla. Oh, yeah, much, much different. Yeah, you flattened it out. Okay, all right. Let me guess. Do you have some meat involved there? Oh, yeah, for sure, sure. You season it. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Onions, those two? Oh, yeah, got some onions. Yeah, it's all the same stuff. Everyone just eats the same stuff, and everyone pretends their stuff is different. My dessert, my breakfast pastries, or my dessert pastries, does it involve sugar, syrup, jelly, flour? Things like that. Oh, it does? What a shock. Blow me away. We all eat the same things. McDonald's, and I like Big Macs. I'm not being anti-Big Mac. I am not being anti-Big Mac. Is the sauce really that special? It's Thousand Island dressing. Okay, everyone knows what it is. The cat's long out of the bag right now. Whatever a burger place, even ones I adore, like In-N-Out Burger, whenever they're advertising a special sauce, it's generally mayo and ketchup mixed together or Thousand Island dressing. I don't think I've ever had a special sauce that wasn't one of those two things at all. What, Chris? It's true. Everyone knows it's true. Everyone acts like the McDonald's invented the wheel with these two things. Gosh. Dear Mr. Kelly, let's get to some emails. I'm a huge fan, but I was appalled by your paddy wagon comment while talking with the wonderful Tucker Carlson. Please stop stereotyping the Irish people with an anti-Irish slur like that. The Irish have had to overcome a lot of slurs in the past, and just because your last name is Irish does not mean you have permission to stereotype all Irish people. I was speechless after you made that comment. Mr. Carlson looked terribly embarrassed for you, as he should. Show some manners and class. Please be proud of your ethnicity, or if you don't, no one else will. Respectfully, and she didn't say I could use her name, so I didn't. Well, first of all, lady, you just wrote me an entire paragraph about a slur I didn't even know was a slur, so you're going to have to forgive me if I don't believe you when you said you were speechless. Anyone who writes an email like that has never been speechless, ever. I would imagine you are speechy at all times. That's one. Two, I did not know paddy wagon was an anti-Irish slur. Three, if I knew paddy wagon was an anti-Irish slur, I would have used it far more often. In fact, I intend to use it often now on the show just because I found out it's an offensive slur of some kind. And I'm not even using it just because I'm Irish. I'm using it because it's hilarious, and most of these slurs are hilarious. In fact, I would argue if you are of Irish descent and you are still whining about how Ireland was treated or the Irish people were treated in Ireland or here in America, you're probably a friggin' loser, and it's time to get over that. It is time to get over that. It is time to move past it. I've never been oppressed in my life for having some Irish heritage. I've got some German heritage in there. Sorry, Chris. I've got all kinds of things going on in there, and I don't feel oppressed by any of it. My life's pretty good. And if you were offended, remember, that's your problem. That's not mine. This is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. I am an offensive person. Paddy wagon's offensive? Really? I'm going to use that all the time now. I had no idea. Jesse, dear Jesse, two cheeks, Kelly. Oh, that's not right. Okay, in case you're wondering what the two cheeks thing is, I interviewed for TV. You know, I have a TV show every night on the first TV at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and I do a lot of interviews on there. That's how TV works. You always got to interview a lot of people. And one of the ladies I interviewed recently was Leilani Doubting. She's former Miss Britain, and she does all kinds of conservative talk and stuff now, and she was talking about the conditions on the ground over there, and she said some saying. Those daggone Brits have some of the best sayings. I swear they do. She said, we were talking about how two things are alike, the GOP and the Democrat Party, and she said, yeah, it's like two cheeks of the same butt. And I've never heard that before. I thought that was great. Anyway, dear Two Cheeks Kelly, my grandpa was off the boat from Italy and fought in Saipan and was preparing the Japanese invasion when they dropped the bomb. His brother was a frogman, was in the water the night before D-Day. My aunt, his daughter, now works for so on and so forth. Anyway, I don't know where he was going with this. I don't know where he was going with that, but anyway, your relatives sound cool. Senior fan cleaner, dear ceiling fan cleaner, what percentage of the so-called conservative side of the aisle has ever killed, cleaned, prepared, cooked, and eaten food start to finish? Fish don't count. What say you? I would argue it's a pretty small percentage. The problem with media is, by the way, I remember it was the worst part about hunting deer or elk with my dad was afterwards, like all the fun's over. Afterwards, you have to go, and it's always cold in Montana in hunting season. You have to go to some guy's frozen garage, we always did, and then you had to sit there and you had to skin it, which wasn't bad. That was pretty cool, might I add. You had to skin it. And then you had to quarter it up. And then you had to, and it just took forever. It took for friggin' ever. It was so boring. It was, once the fun stuff was done, it took forever. And then once you skinned it, I don't know if this is done everywhere or if people still do this, but we had a blowtorch you would use. And you take the blowtorch to the meat that was there just to burn off any excess hairs because there's always excess animal fur there. So you're just burning off some hair. And I still remember that smell to this day, that burning animal hair smell, that burning smell. Anyway, so I have done it, I might point out. But the problem with lots of media, not just on the right, but it's all everything, left, right, middle, is when you do this, many of the people who do what I do now, that's all they've done. It drives me crazy. You need to go live life. We just started doing this 6 years ago. We lived an entire life before that. Live life. What are you even talking about? These people who go into this when they're 20 years old or fresh out of college, what are you going to tell? Do you even know what it's like to pay bills, to work an hourly job? You don't know anything about anything. What are you talking about that stuff for? It drives me crazy. You know what else drives me crazy? Low T. It's a problem. A societal ending problem if we don't do something about it. Chalk is out there trying to do something about it. Look, gentlemen, you drink estrogen. It's in your water. It's in your plastics. You shower in it. You shower. When I'm sitting there using my body wash, I'm showering in estrogen. And I'm not even talking about the body wash this time. What do we do to fight back against that? To fight back against our T levels dropping? Chalk is the natural way. I know there's a new clinic on every corner now, and they'll inject your arm with a bunch of stuff and destroy your body, and it's terrible for you. Or you can go in the natural route. You can raise your T levels naturally. A male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. It'll change how everything feels, how your mind works, your energy, your mood, your focus. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. Don't worry, it's not going to jack you up on testosterone. You're just going to feel good and focused and ready to go. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Save yourself some money. Go get some. All right? All right. We're going to do maybe a couple emails and then headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to leave. I'm ready to leave. Are you ready to leave? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we'll be back to do it again tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next day after that. Remember, if you miss me or just want to talk to me about whatever, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I too went to community college where they learned me to talk good like you. Anyway, I wanted to compliment you on your production staff. I listen to talk radio 7 to 6 Monday through Friday. You, Clay and Buck, Glenn Beck are the only ones with any production value at all. Of course, I enjoy the content on your show more than any other, but competent production adds a lot to any show. Those other guys should listen to their own shows so they could see how embarrassingly amateurish they are. Buenos Frijoles, and his name is Eric. I do a great job with the production on the show. What, Chris? This is Chris and Mike. We're going to try to take credit for all the production technological stuff that I have to dig into behind the scenes with different downloads and uploads and wires and stuff. Anyway, it's mostly me. I'm just kidding. It's all Chris and Michael. I don't do any of that stuff, and I don't know how. And the beauty of it is I'm so bad at it, now they won't let me. I was trying to mess with the soundboard the other day, and Chris just started yelling at me. Like, he was really upset. What did you press? What did you do? As if I don't know what I'm doing, Chris. I know what the buttons do. Dong boss, this guy says. How do we, as up-and-coming anti-communists, win elections while telling people we need to cut the entitlements to save the country? I listen to the show every day. Thanks for the insight. Well, it depends on how you say that and what you actually say. People... if you talk to people, they have more of an appetite for honesty than most politicians give them credit for. Now, look, if you get on, let's say you're going to run for office, you're going to run for local election or whatever, Congress, whatever it may be. Is it smart to tell everybody, vote for me and I'm going to eliminate Medicare and Social Security? Is it smart to run like that? No, it's not. A lot of people have paid into those their entire lives. They rely on those. Many people pay their bills. They eat with those things now. You tell somebody you're going to take away their ability to eat, they tend to react poorly. But you can have, and I've had many of these conversations with people, even older people on these, you can tell them, no. We need to try to protect people who are on it while eventually getting rid of these programs because they will end the United States of America. And they will. It's simple math. It doesn't matter whether you like that or I like that. It's math. The math says the country cannot sustain these entitlements. There's not enough money. That amount of money does not exist in the world. You can't do it. You cannot do it. So you either have to make massive adjustments or try to phase them out completely. People are willing to hear that. Now, look, if you're running for office, especially local office, and you find yourself talking about Social Security in your school board race, you're losing. That means the communists found an issue that would make you look bad and they got you talking about it. Remember, you aspiring activists, remember to talk about what you want to talk about and only what you want to talk about, and you never, ever, 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 ever let the debate moderator, your opponent, anybody, you never let anyone determine what you talk about. What you talk about is up to you. So if you want to talk about taxes, you talk about taxes. You want to talk about school, you talk about school. You want to talk about life, you talk about preborn, and you tell people about the pro-life centers where you could get a free ultrasound. The pro-life centers preborn puts in the highest abortion areas in the country, and the ultrasounds that save lives every single day. Information. Talking about truth? Information. Truth saves lives. The truth is these young women have been so lied to their whole life in this country that it's a clump of cells and it's nothing, that they don't have any daggone idea. Without that ultrasound where they will lay down and hear the heartbeat, they don't know until it's too late. Because of preborn and you, now they do know. Preborn, $28 is what that ultrasound costs. Look, you stroke them a $5,000 check, you fund the whole network for a day. That's 200 lives. You're right on the $100,000 check. It's all tax deductible, remember. This is tax deductible. Saving lives while saving on your taxes. Go. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Jesse, why don't colleges have signed agreements with students that prohibit any protests on college property? Well, see, this is the thing. There's another great article out here like this. Federal government working with left-wing groups to implement Biden bucks. And we talked yesterday about the Democrat donors that are out there. They're supporting financially these protests. It's all one big family. The federal government and the Democrat Party and the international communists and the Chinese communists and the universities and everyone else, they're all in one big America sucks camp together. They all finance each other. They all work together. These universities don't want the protests to stop. These universities have spent decades nurturing and creating these radicals for just this purpose. Yes, in a brief moment, they may want the shouting to stop when they're walking across the quad to science class, but overall, these are the radicals they've wanted. They wanted to breed revolutionaries, and surprise, surprise, they were very successful in doing so. They don't want them to stop. Why would they want them to stop? These are the foot soldiers. These are the communist street animals who will do the killing and the hurting and the vandalizing and everything the communists need done to complete their revolution. Why would they want them to stop? Don't believe the headlines. They don't want them to stop.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
French bakers make the world's longest baguette, beating Italy. I got to be honest, I had no idea the Italians would even be close in the running for longest. I mean, you knew it wasn't going to be the Japanese. Biden, behind in Michigan, now offers auto workers big money. Yep, right back to what we were just talking about. The federal government, they're trying to use your tax dollars to pay for get out the vote. Well, where are they going to get out the vote? All the commie places. They're going to try to use more and more of your money to try to buy this election with the student loans and everything else. These people are the worst. Data. 224,000 people listed on North Carolina voter rolls missing ID numbers. Oh, did those ID numbers go missing? Wow, what a shock. Let 10 million cop cars burn. Radical pro-Hamas terror group Rachel Corrie's Ghost Brigade, what a cool name, admits to torching 15 Portland police cars in a preemptive attack. These big left-wing sanctuary cities that have been havens for liberalism for so long. We're very, very a progressive city, as I've been warning you when I've been telling you to get out. How far they drop, you don't even know. How far they will drop, and I don't even know either. They are in a death spiral, and I don't know how exactly they get out of it. I just know that I don't want you in there as it goes down. So stay away and avoid at any cost, all right? Now, I actually ran out of time on this show, but we're going to be back to do more tomorrow. We're going to talk about useless GOP billionaires, this DOJ story of doctored crime scene photos, and so much more, all right? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.